curled up on the sofa, the fire just a heap of ash and no noise, no slamming doors, no rows, no bickering. I feel cut off from everything I ever felt or ever thought I knew. Ozzy calls it our own Chinese water torture, a slow and painful and inevitable death of something that was once so vibrant and alive. And I think of my father sitting out the end of his life in a room above Hollywood Boulevard, listening to his Frank Sinatra records and wearing diapers. He's even got a picture of Sinatra on his bedside cabinet, a black and white 10x8 in a silver frame, with a famous signature slashed across the bottom and at the top, "To Don." It sat on the office desk for years, there to impress, one of the props. Like the cigars and the Rolls Royce and the Rolex and the diamond cufflinks and the Mayfair dress and the Savile Row suits. Don's friend, Old Blue Eyes. He never ever met him, let alone got him to sign a fucking photograph. He just forged it, framed it, and there you are. Easy. No one hurt, eh, Shah? I thought I needed him, but I didn't. And now it's my children who don't need me. They say they do, but it's all bullshit. I know it, they know it. But I need them.
Prologue. I am at the house, standing by the gate. Kelly is running across the courtyard, blonde hair bouncing around her little cherub face. She's like the golden angel on the Mormon temple at Santa Monica Boulevard, and she's holding Jackie Boy by the hand, and I want to call out to them and tell her to mind the fountain, that it's deeper than it looks, and that they shouldn't go sitting on the edge. And then Amy is smiling up at me, pulling at my sleeve, wanting me to go with her to show me something. And I feel so happy and safe and calm to know that the house is mine again. The same tall, tall palm trees, their trunks the colour of charcoal, and the creeper hung with the purple flowers, and everything like it used to be. I want to tell Dada, but I don't know where he is. So I watch my babies kneeling by the fountain, one at each corner of the clover leaf, peering over the edge and listening to the water tumbling from one shell down to the next, and then to the next. But where is Dada? He won't believe it when I tell him. I try calling out his name, but the tinkling of the fountain gets louder and louder, drowning everything else out. And then, like a cold liquid, like that cocktail of chemo trickling through my veins, I realise it's not the fountain I can hear, it's the fucking telephone. And I'm not even in California, but in Buckinghamshire, in the kitchen at Welder's, sharing the sofa with Minnie in front of a cold fire.
"I love you, Minnie,"
I tell her in my just-for-Minnie voice. And she opens her eyes and smiles. Nobody else believes me when I say she smiles, not even Ozzy, who loves her nearly as much as I do, but she does. Although she's a Pomeranian, Minnie has a mouth like a cat. And now it's Beau's turn to give me a sloppy morning kiss. He's such a beautiful, beautiful dog.
"And so you should be," I tell him,
when I think of how much you cost. Shitloads. Kelly carried away in some charity auction. But, excuse me, Kel, a Labrador. Kelly's problem is that she adores puppies and feels compelled to buy them. But as soon as they begin to shit and piss and smell, she's gone. Full-sized dogs just don't do it for her, and Beau is about as full-size as they come. So naturally, just like her other rejects, he came to live at Doheny in Beverly Hills. Unfortunately,